Now, today's GeoQuiz, which takes us halfway between Tunisia and Sicily. The shores of a Mediterranean island are on our radar today. It's part of Italy, the largest of three Pelagian islands south of Sicily. The island's been a popular retreat throughout history. It once served as a maritime base for the ancient Phoenicians and early Greek and Arab mariners. It's in the news now because it's just 70 miles from Tunisia, and that's made this a popular destination for immigrants from Africa hoping to land their boats in Europe. In fact, thousands of Tunisians recently fled to this tiny Italian outpost. They're escaping the unrest back home, following the uprising that toppled the country's longtime president. We'll hear how the migrants are doing there, but first, try to name this Italian island that they've landed on. We'll be back with the answer just a little later in the program. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. For our GeoQuiz today, we asked you about the small Italian island where thousands of Tunisians have recently come ashore. The answer is Lampedusa. It's about 70 miles from Tunisia, an tempting destination for those fleeing the unrest in Tunisia. Megan Williams traveled to Lampedusa to see how the migrants are faring.
Dozens of Tunisian men walk along the narrow road, lined by jagged rocks and cacti, that connects Lampedusa's migrant reception center with town. The men are free to roam around the island. They're dressed in jeans and jackets. Their dark, weathered faces look tired but hopeful. They're eager to thank Italy for taking them in and to explain their reasons for risking their lives to cross the Mediterranean on rickety fishing boats.
Mon frère est mort à la Tunisie.
15-year-old Berez Hassan says that during the uprising against President Ben Ali and his regime, his 20-year-old brother was shot and killed by police. But like most of the Tunisian men here, Hassan has another reason to look for a future in Europe. To look for work, they say. 30-year-old electrician Sami Trabelsi puts it this way. Why come to Europe, he asks? It's not to hang around or cause problems or steal or rape. It's because we can't survive in Tunisia, he says. Lampedusa has long been a destination for migrants like these men, but the reception camp here only has beds for 850, hardly enough for the 2,000 currently on the island. Many are sleeping in the open under trees, others on the floor of community centers and police stations like this one.
So I'm just peeking in this window of what used to be a police station and is now being used as a dormitory. There are about 8 mattresses on the floor. Combien est-ce que vous étiez dans la chambre? 20. Okay, so he just said there's 20 in this little room.
Italy's interior minister has called the situation a humanitarian crisis and the boatloads of Tunisians a biblical exodus. The UN, though, says things so far are under control. Still, it wants Italy to pick up the pace of transferring the migrants off the island to identification centers on mainland Italy. There, they'll be allowed to make their case for staying in Europe, perhaps as refugees. As of now, though, only a couple of hundred a day are leaving. The rest wait.
In downtown Lampedusa, the Tunisian men are everywhere here. I'm just standing in front of a cafe, and there are 3-4 tables with about 8-9 men at each. They're drinking Coke and coffee and just waiting. They're all waiting to leave the island. So, hi, what's your name?
My name is Saber.
And where are you from?
I'm from Tunisia, from Gubs, exactly, from the south of Tunisia.
24-year-old Sumer says he paid smugglers almost $3,000, borrowed from family and friends to make it here.
24 hours, we crossed the sea.
Were you worried at any point that you were lost?
Yeah, we have risk about our life, you know. We was more than 85 person in a small boat. What do you think about it, you know? You can imagine yourself in my place. You understand? We was worried, we were afraid, and it's very cold, you know.
Back in Tunisia, he says, there's nothing for him.
Everything is burned in Tunisia. Everything is burned. and most of the people, they have no job. We are jobless men. And everything now, it's very expensive, you know, so it's very, very hard.
Locals on Lampedusa are sympathetic.
Non sono fastidiosi se durano poco in giro.
Hotel manager Antonio Palmieri says the Tunisians don't bother him, as long as they're not here for too long. He wants Italy to move the migrants off the island a lot faster, in 48 hours. Palmieri's worried about Italians seeing the situation on TV and deciding not to come to Lampedusa for their summer holidays. He's also worried that the protests in Libya will mean new boatloads of people could start arriving. Back at the reception camp, about 50 men file onto a bus that's headed for the airport. They hope it's the next step in their journey towards a better life. As the bus pulls away, one man sticks out his head and calls out,
"Grazie, Lampedusa!"
Thank you, Lampedusa. For The World, I'm Megan Williams on the southern Italian island of Lampedusa.